This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning, Metroplex. We are live with the Tolo Tuesday edition of Sean and RJ on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. I'm Sean Sharif alongside Ralph James Choppy. We got Cowboys insider Bobby Bell. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back. And we have a new superstar in DFW. It's tax day.
Yeah.
And Micah Parsons has shown up. So a lot of stuff to get to.
Sarah did her taxes yesterday. She got a refund. I got an extension.
She did them yesterday and got the refund.
It got approved, right? Yeah, so it's quick, you know. And I filed the extension.
Why did you file an extension?
You know, my guy, he's like, I just don't feel like getting to it right now. We'll get to it later. And he says, I filed an extension for like 90% of my clients, so you've got like October. So now we can, you know, find a way to just come up with extra things to write off.
Yeah.
Are you going to owe?
No, I don't think so.
Well, then why... That seems like a
don't ask.
Why is that his decision?
Go along with what he said.
I'm going to delay you getting your buddy.
Who is this guy and what are his qualifications, more importantly?
I wanted somebody from like an Eastern Bloc country. Okay. I think he's from Constantinople or something like that.
Persian accent.
Yes, you would be right on that one. You know, I want somebody who kind of skirts the line.
Okay.
You know, of on the level of, but also a little bit shady.
Push the boundaries.
So yes. I've got him. He's a good guy. Very good guy. But he says, yeah, I just filed an extension for everybody.
Does Sarah have a guy or she just goes online?
No, she just did it online. Hers is, you know, very simple. Just here. She doesn't have anything to write off. You know, I don't have I have things to write off, but a lot of times he's like, just take the standard now because it's so.
So did you guys decide to file this as a married couple or individually?
Individually.
Okay.
Individually.
And I'm sure there's some strategy to that.
Well, we weren't married until 2 days ago.
And she did it yesterday.
But it's for last tax season.
Yeah. So moving forward, we'll figure that out. I don't know.
Bob, you all done?
More advantageous.
Yeah, I got an extension too. because ours is already going to be screwed up. I know. So I just do the online one. And I've got pay stubs from doing like DallasCowboys.com things, this, my other gig, NFL Network, and then Jacob lived with us for half the year, and then he made money for half the year, and so that's like complicating what exactly we're allowed to claim with him, and so I think I'm supposed to get like $2,000 back, but I still owe, so it's all just going to go to the balance, but I was not certain enough that I wanted to spend enough time on it to go like, is this all right? And I was like, I want to buy time. So I filed an extension too.
Hey, did you fulfill your responsibilities?
I've been done. I got mine done in early March. Well, decided to get out of the way. I had a feeling I was going to get a return. So I was like, might as well. You know, I had that trip to Boston to pay for. So I got some money back. But yeah, I got about $400 back. So there you go.
I've always heard they say you want to be like, financial people say that you want to be like between like 500 either way. Like owing or getting back 500.
Why would I not want to get back more than 500?
Because they say
you've been a target.
They say you've been giving the government basically an interest-free loan the whole year. You're not getting any of your money back.
Well, I don't know why I'm asking Choppy about this. Mm. He seems to be the sketchiest one in here in regards to the topic. My total refund,
okay,
was $20,300.
Was it really?
Just listen to me.
All right,
$20,382. Now.
Peyton's salary.
I applied. Or in the nosebleeds.
Oh, God.
I applied, you know, selling a house, child care.
Okay.
All these different things, right? I have three dependents as well.
Wait.
I only got back $8,500. The family accountant said that $11,800 was applied to 2025. What does that mean? It was applied to 2025. Now, we are in a family limited partnership. So.
Oh, so you got like an LLC kind of thing.
My dad has, for the short term, been milking me for 20 years or 25 years of work, whatever I've been doing.
Doesn't sound short term.
Huh?
It doesn't sound short term for 25 years.
Yeah, yeah. No. Because at the end of the day, you know, when things are settled, things are divided through this family limited partnership. I don't understand it. I don't try to ask a lot of questions. But with this particular one, I would like to know where my remaining money is.
Okay.
My $11,800.
I assume they're expecting a loss for next year, and that's why they're applying it to the next season, next year's tax. I don't know. I have no idea. It sounds like you got like an LLC kind of thing. So you could write off a lot more than the rest of us can. Because you're probably doing it through your dad's company, through his
practice.
Because I can't, you're not supposed to be able to write off certain things. Like they say it's a red flag to write off like an office in your house.
Right.
I didn't know you could write off.
Like you get a cow and then you write it off as livestock.
Right.
People do a place of worship.
Yeah. I didn't know you could write off
Bobby's loaf of bread.
A third. I didn't know you could write off like your wife as a dependent.
Well, she doesn't have a job.
I know, but I still didn't know that you were allowed to write off like somebody who was not a child. I should have wrote off my nephew when he was living with me.
I described.
Well, you still have time.
I still have time, right?
I described your situation to ChatGPT, and I was like, "Why would an accountant do this?" And they said you owe estimated taxes for this year, so that could be part of it that they figure you're going to owe. So they take some of that move forward. They say it's just a simple tax planning strategy. Either your income's rising, your withholding wasn't sufficient, you had a one-time windfall this year, so they don't want to basically apply all that at once. Those are some of the reasons. They said also you instructed them to do it and you forgot. So ChatGPT thinks you're forgetful.
Yeah, I did not forget to say take an extra $12K that I would like to have back in my account. But happy tax day to everyone. Let us know if you are in the Eastern Euro category of RJ Choppy or you got things done nice and early like Peyton Russell. We have a new superstar in DFW.
With the first pick in the 2025 WNBA draft, the Dallas Wings select Paige Bueckers, University of Connecticut.
This was exciting for me for about 85% of the night. New superstar. I didn't realize it had been like 9 years since UConn actually won the national championship.
I had no idea it had been that long either.
She's the new hot thing since Caitlin Clark, DFW, bam. Local. And then people started to monitor the different professional team accounts in town. Dallas Cowboys, congratulations. Texas Rangers, new number 5. I guess that's her number. For some reason, they put her up there next to Corey Seager. And people were waiting and waiting and waiting to see if the Dallas Mavericks would welcome a new number 1 pick and basketball phenom to town. They ended up doing it through Anthony Davis. They didn't just say, hey, welcome, basketball glory. You know, we once had that. It was Anthony Davis basically saying from one number one pick to another. But for 85% of the night, I was excited and asking myself, will I watch a WNBA game or the second half of one? I think I'll try to watch a final quarter or a final like 7 or 8 minutes.
How long are the quarters? I don't know. I think they're the same.
I don't know.
Well,
she's a superstar. She's a rock star.
She is. She is a superstar.
Superstar. I don't know about rock star. Caitlin Clark's a rock star.
She's a superstar.
10 minutes, by the way. That's how 10 long the quarters are.
Okay. I know women's college basketball are 10 minutes. I didn't know about the WNBA. Yeah, Caitlin Clark is Taylor Swift. Right? She's Taylor Swift.
She's not very good.
Paige is somewhere below that, right? But yeah, like this is big. I mean, it's a big deal to get her here. I have no idea. Like the Wings do pretty good with attendance.
Don't say top picks. Oh
no, with attendance. You know, they'd been in. I don't know where they played. They had been in that College Park Center in Arlington.
I think that's where they are right now. Because she said when she got picked, they had her do some social video yesterday, and she said pack the park or something like that. I assume it's College Park.
And that's still. It's not a huge arena, but like they do a really nice job like getting people to go there.
Oddly enough, Bobby probably knows the most about her game. You've been comparing her to Caitlin Clark for a long time.
I would actually I'll go to a game. I'll go see her next year or this year, whenever that is. I don't know when their season ends. Is their season going on or is it over? I genuinely don't know. I have no clue. But no, she's actually, if you go look up just Caitlin Clark highlights and Paige Becker's highlights, one of them looks like a genuinely skilled basketball player and the other one just looks like they figured out how to shoot a jump shot. And that's the reality of what it is. Now, the Anthony Davis welcome, the replies in there are just sad. Somebody says, AD trying so hard to integrate himself with Dallas fans. It's coming off as cringy, but got to do anything to slowly get some love out there. A ton of the replies said, this should have been Luka's video. There's just nothing they could do to...
Luka wasn't a number one pick.
That's true. They can't do... I mean, they are genuinely at a point where it's like, you cannot do anything right at all.
No, right?
No matter what you do, it's going to get ripped. But this is... this is actually exciting. She's a genuine...
So how would you describe her game?
I mean,
6 foot...
When you watch it, at least it's not everywhere. But I mean, you will see people talk about her on there like as if she is like the female version of Luka. Like she is a ball distributor, a shooter. She plays defense. That's not Luka, but I mean, she's a very like talented all around. Like when you watch her, she's got legitimate handles and she has real court vision. So I actually do enjoy watching her, and so I would actually go watch a game. But yeah, it's a nice one to add.
All right, Pepe. Are you checking out the Tolos and how the early ticket sales are looking for the Wings?
Yeah, it's what we did with Caitlin Clark last year when she was coming to town against the Dallas Wings. I believe the season starts next month because they have tickets already available for May 16th. So a month from tomorrow, I believe the season begins. I can tell because the ticket prices, when the Minnesota Lynx come into town, tickets are $126.
Wow.
Now, that's opening night. You know, you think, okay, maybe they go down from there. How about a Monday night game on the 19th of May? $66. So the weekend prices look to be up there. Chicago Sky and Dallas Wings on May 31st. That's a Saturday. $140 tickets.
Is this lower level?
This is just, I believe, the cheapest available right now.
Cheapest so available? Like,
yeah.
For the Franklin Injury Attorneys fan text, 877-881-1053. I'll take the Wings backcourt over the Mavs. If Caitlin Clark is Taylor Swift, Becker's is Katy Perry, hotter, overall better and more talented, but not as mainstream. Paige is Sabrina Carpenter. Paige will pour her heart into the city, make the Wings a contender, then they will get traded to the Sparks for a case of soda and some gluten-free bread. Nico is too busy trying to trade her to tweet congrats. And they're saying your tax thing is a prepayment based off what you're estimated to owe this year.
Okay.
They were I got a note yesterday from Tolo Lori, and she was at like a watch party, whatever the official watch party was, and she said they sold out of Paige jerseys in the last night.
There were rumors last week that she was going to be like anti-Dallas, like trying to force her way out of here, not want to play for the organization. So I wanted to follow along with that a little bit last night and listen to her with the commentary to see whether there was any drama there, any discussion. I didn't hear any for the 6 minutes
yeah.
I watched.
Why, I don't know why she would have like a what the issue.
Maybe the Wings suck.
Maybe they, yeah. I mean, they had the one, the first pick.
Yeah.
I mean, when we brought it up last week, or when it came up last week.
She doesn't want to live in Arlington.
When it came up last week, there was a ton of response where, so I don't know, I guess that was considered clickbait from Front Office Sports when they did it, because there were a lot of replies that were like, you guys are clowns, or like people just said, Paige has already addressed this. You guys know you're making things up, blah, blah, blah. And so I don't know what happened there, and I didn't care totally enough to go look why.
Yeah.
But it sounded like they were at least being accused of some fake news.
All right, so let us know if you are hopping on the Wings bandwagon, if you're getting your mini ticket plan, if you're getting your season ticket plan, how many games you plan to attend, and a scouting report as well for Paige Becker's, your new Dallas Wing. RJ Choppy thinks it's a mistake for Micah and the Cowboys for Parsons to have shown up to day one yesterday. We'll go inside the Star on the home of the Cowboys next. Look who showed up to the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco yesterday. Micah Parsons attending the voluntary off-season program as Brian Schottenheimer said he expected. Previous 2 years, Micah mostly worked out on his own before OTAs and minicamp. Of course, he's entering the fifth-year option of his rookie deal still without the monster extension. Good morning, Metroplex. This is your official home of the Dallas Cowboys, in case you did not know, with Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. And you made me pause and hesitate yesterday when you sent over the message that you thought this was a mistake for both sides.
Well, look, I understand it's not OTAs, it's not minicamp. This is this is not even a glorified walkthrough. This is, they're in underwear.
What are voluntary workouts, Bobby? What do they do out there for this?
When they go to, this is not even the OTA stuff, which we normally have access to. So we don't even get media access to this. This is basically, it's largely player-led, but they've got, I think there's limited amount of interaction every day they can have with coaches, and it has to be limited to, like, literally, like, meetings on a whiteboard and maybe slight on-field instruction, but it's very narrow. This is mainly a lot of just voluntary, independent work.
So this is more about, like, the end of May when they get to OTAs, but in general, this guy trips, stubs his toe, get him out of the building. Get him out of the building. I don't want him in the building on the team. I don't. If he gets hurt, you're
why would you not want him in the team if you're in the building if you're the Cowboys?
Well, because if he gets hurt on his own. He gets hurt in your building. I mean, does that make anything guaranteed? You're gonna have to pay him either way. I want him nowhere near a football field until he signs that contract. I don't want any Sean Lee OTA knock on Corian situation. None of that. Because if he gets hurt, he's out for the year. You're gonna have to sign him into a new contract, or you're not. You have no idea what he's going to be like coming off that injury.
So you don't even want him working out on his own. You want him sitting on his couch or doing his podcast.
No, he can work out. I mean, work out.
Yeah, why would you not want to supervise him working out versus him doing judo?
Well, is he going to do judo?
Well, he did last year.
Oh, or yeah.
Whatever, I mean,
sumo wrestling.
Sumo wrestling. That's all right. Sorry. I have no problem sumo wrestling. but no, this is more from like an on-the-field standpoint. Like in the weight room, you want to get supervised, whatever. Not a problem with that. I assume a lot of these guys have their own trainers.
This is the exact description of the offseason program, according to the NFL, like what's allowed. Phase one consists of the first 2 weeks of the program with activities limited to meetings, strength and conditioning, and physical rehab only. Phase two consists...
That's what they're
in right now.
Fine.
Phase two consists of the next 3 weeks of the program, which is on-field workouts, may include individual or group instruction and drills, as well as perfect play drills and drills and plays with offensive players lining up across from offensive players and defensive players lining up across from defensive players, conducted at a walkthrough pace, no live contact or team offense, and then it's OTAs.
Yeah, you got no contact. I'm cool. What you don't want is him to go out there, and he gets hurt, and now you've got to sign him. And you have no idea what he's going to be like when he comes back from that injury, whatever it happens.
I'm giving Micah his props. There's two ways to look at it. There's the player leadership angle, and there's the business agent angle. If I'm the agent, I'm probably not wanting him to show up. Mike Florio has been screaming for 2 years. He shouldn't even have shown up last year to put the screws to the Cowboys. Micah had to do this to follow up what he's been talking about since the end of last season. Tank Lawrence is gone. It's my team now. I don't need all the money. I'm willing to take less. I want guys around me. New coordinator, new head coach, new system, new teammates. If you're going to talk about being the new leader, you got to show up to day one, Aaron Rodgers. So as a Cowboy fan, there's no reason for you not to be thrilled and happy about this. And I think Micah had to do it to back up what he's been talking about in terms of locker room presence. David Mulugeta, agent, probably not. But I don't care about all that. I care about the Cowboys and the chemistry.
You want to be around that? You want to be around that?
A C for the training staff.
Yeah, you want to be around that?
I would bet.
Go to a Planet Fitness, get your lifts in.
I would bet David told him to go. Is what I would guess. And I don't know that he would normally say that if it was like mini camp or if this was real contact stuff. But I bet David, knowing what the Cowboys are going to approach, like how they're going to approach trying to reduce value in these negotiations, is going to be stuff with where's your maturity, where's your leadership, where are you at in terms of leading by example. And so I would guess, David's like saying, hey, these are meetings. It's lifting. It's all stuff you need to do. It's stuff you normally do on your own.
Yeah.
You're normally doing these things. You're just on your own. Just go show up to it right now. And while we continue to do this, because you don't want them coming right back and going like, very day one, you're not even in there. Because that's what they're going to try to do.
Is this one of Jerry's cards to be played that he mentioned in reference when he's like, I might want to see a few more cards played?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Some were speculating, including Nick Harris, that maybe it was showing up to be the leader, showing up for, you know, some of these extra credit things. And maybe this is a Jerry card and this will pacify and satisfy Jerry so that we can finally get the ink pen out.
Maybe it does. Maybe it does pacify him a little bit. Yeah, again, like this is more like, you know, on-field OTA stuff. Stay the hell away. But yeah, it's like this is a good leadership role for Micah to show up there. And I think Bobby's point about the agent saying, hey, you know, just go there. You're going to do it anyway. You'll be doing it on your own. Because a lot of these guys work out on their own anyway. You're going to be working on your own anyway, so why not?
Well, why not would be you're doing the Cowboys a favor by playing along with their program versus creating more pressure on them with negative headlines and sports talk topics and creating it would create some discomfort. Mm-hmm. You could argue you're doing them a favor by showing up and playing nice.
I honestly think they feel like we've caused them enough pressure and discomfort already by getting in the way of those negotiations you thought you had done at a dinner. And we've done enough to sit here and put public pressure on them by clearly making it known that they weren't doing things the right way and now they have to. And they were salty about it when they were in those league meetings. And so,
well, things haven't been done enough to get a deal done.
No, but I mean, I think that what you would see typically the clients for David Mulugeta when they are on the fifth year option and they're up for a new deal, they do not show up. That's generally what they don't do when it comes to OTAs, minicamp, things like that. I don't always know during the voluntary portion, this kind of thing, which doesn't even have media coverage. I don't know how consistently those guys show up. But this is one where if you are considered one of the leaders of a team in any of the 32 clubs across the league, you show up to these kind of things. And so I would imagine this is just about, hey, show up, check a box. You're in town. You live there. Make sure they're not giving us anything that they can go against, and I'll get you your money.
Mike Florio added, in the short term, Parsons' presence plays into the Cowboys' hand. It also makes an eventual training camp holdout more jarring. If Parsons stays for all the offseason practices and doesn't show up when training camp stops, that's what Zeke did in 2019. We'll see if Parsons does the same.
Lamb showed up to the early, this kind of stuff early on last year, and then didn't show up to OTAs or the other stuff.
And Dak showed up to all.
Dak always shows up, yeah. Dak has never missed that kind of stuff.
I also think that, you know, everyone is different. Everyone's going to get different contract advice. It sends a nice little message. Oh my God, Micah Parsons, like his deal is up. Everyone knows he's next to get paid, and he still showed up. Whether it's Deron Bland, whether it's Tyler Smith, whether it's someone down the line, Dak Prescott sends that message all the time when his deal is in flux. So, you know, with all the little side check mark things for leadership and locker room, I give Micah credit.
Well, and I think the idea is also here, I would guess that the counsel that Micah Parsons is getting is you in years where you haven't had a contract, you haven't shown up to this. Like the message you send is by showing up this time. By saying, hey, I'm here, I'm active, let's get this done. Because even when you haven't had a deal that you're negotiating, you usually don't show up to it.
Looks really good for Schottenheimer, too.
Yeah, because Schottenheimer had talked about it at the league meeting. It was very, Mike McCarthy was very upset when Micah Parsons didn't show up to some of this stuff last year and could barely conceal how frustrated he was. It felt like a very intentional thing when Brian Schottenheimer was at those meetings a couple weeks ago and said, he told me he's going to be there, so I think he's going to be there.
Yep.
And now Mike is showing up. It's like, okay, either he was being straight up with Shoddy or Shoddy ended up putting a little bit of pressure on. He told me it, so I'm going to publicly say he told me it.
Jordan Schultz, NFL insider on FS1, talking about this Micah deal still not getting done and how Jerry is still stuck in the 90s.
The Cowboys start their offseason work today, and edge Micah Parsons still hasn't been extended. Dak Prescott was asked about Micah's contract and joked with the media saying that he doesn't have the full answer why Cowboys negotiations take so long, adding that all of his contracts would have been done a lot sooner if he did. Now, Colin, I thought Jerry had a very telling quote at the recent owners' meetings. He said, quote, I don't know why. I just can't deal with a player. Also basically said he doesn't know who David Mulugeta is, Parsons' agent. This is why, Colin, the Cowboys have not been relevant since the 1990s. This is not Emmitt Smith. You don't talk and deal with the player like you did three decades ago.
Right.
The agent has been empowered in a way that is significantly different than the 1990s with Aikman and Emmitt and Irvin. And as a result of that, in my opinion, Jerry's still thinking archaically that the right way to handle a Micah Parsons extension is basically to get Micah to acquiesce one-on-one. That's exactly the problem that we're dealing with.
Look, some of the best Jerry stories are El Paso.
Yeah.
I'm going to El Paso on your deal. Like, this is, have you heard of that town in West Texas?
The T.O. napkin.
The napkin. If you ever run into Michael Irvin, ask him to tell the Jerry contract story. It's an epic story, and there's language you can't use on the radio. But
what's your point?
That's where he's at his best at. He can schmooze a player. He can cater to the player's emotions. You can't do that when you're dealing with an agent who's just looking at a spreadsheet.
But is it productive?
Is it productive to
for the negotiation to get completed and done? Jordan Schultz is arguing it's archaic.
It is the way Jerry wants to do it.
Yeah.
It is archaic because the players don't let you do that necessarily anymore. You know, he may want to do it, but at the end of the day, you know, he tries it that way. It doesn't work. And then you roll out to training camp and you sign CeeDee Lamb and you sign Zach Martin, you sign Dak Prescott on the Sunday before the season.
I mean, he's had success getting it done even in the last decade.
Well,
But, I mean, he does get stuff done. He got Zach Martin done by, all right, I'm sitting down, I'm getting involved. I'm sitting down, I'm getting involved has pushed it over the edge before. There have been a few exceptions to that where it just has not happened. Dez told him no. He tried to get up to Dez. Dez told him straight out, he's like, I play football, I don't negotiate things, you talk to my agent. He's like, I know better than to sit across from you at this table and do this. Dak never got involved, refused to do it, and now Micah started to and then had to pull back.
A developing situation right now in the National Football League.
Yep. Speaking of David Mulugeta clients, Ian Rappaport says the Dolphins and 7-time Pro Bowl cornerback Jalen Ramsey are mutually set to explore trade options, and it wouldn't be a surprise if he played elsewhere in 2025. Miami and Ramsey do $25.1 million fully guaranteed this season. Could be parting ways. He followed up and said, while there's no firm deadline on a possible trade, with the NFL draft 9 days away, completing a trade prior to the draft would make sense, if only so Miami can use the pick or picks they would acquire for Ramsey. So Ian Rappaport saying that there's a decent shot that sometime in the next 9 days, Jalen Ramsey gets dealt.
Okay. That immediately makes me think of Tyreek. Like, would Miami be willing to go ahead and punt on this current crop? I can't keep track of Jalen Ramsey extensions. Like, I'm like, didn't he just get paid? What is he unhappy about? What's going on there?
Jalen Ramsey
is no longer straight shutdown. 77 Pro Football Focus grade, for whatever that is worth, last year.
For a 30-year-old, that's not, I don't think that's terrible from a corner.
Yeah.
The problem is, I mean, you're going to run into is that, you know, this is that kind of that age where you wonder what he has left.
My mind immediately shuts off and cancels any Jalen Ramsey discussion around here, Bobby.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that he'd be an option here, especially because of the amount of money and his age, because he is, I mean, he'll be 31 in October, but I mean, that's still, he was young when he got into the league. He was 20 his rookie year, so I mean, this is going to be year 10 coming up here, and he's just going to turn 31 during this year. But yeah, I'm looking at it. He has signed, it looks like, three deals, and then he had another that was reworked. So, I mean, he's made his career earnings to this point. He's made, it looks like, $130 million.
Oof.
Jalen Ramsey going to be playing for someone else other than the Miami Dolphins, according to Ian Rappaport. It happened to the Dallas Stars again. And how did the nosebleeds react to Bobby Bell? We have all the audio next on The Fan.
Pass knocked away at center. And Raymond's got the puck. He's got a break in the right circle. Score! Raymond with point number 78 on the campaign. 9:49 into the third, and the Red Wings have scored three unanswered goals here to take take a 5-3 lead.
My goodness, it happened to the Dallas Stars again. Red Wings Television with the call. Good morning, Metroplex and the 6 a.m. Club. Sean, RJ, and Bobby with you here on DFW Sports Station 105.3. The Fan, the playoffs cannot come soon enough because the Stars lose their sixth straight. And these third period comebacks, this is something we should have elaborated a little bit more on yesterday, maybe to find a little silver Stars lining to say, all right, well, they're having leads because in all four games, Pittsburgh, Minnesota, Vancouver, last night, in all four games, they had the third period lead.
Right.
And then failed to grab 2 points. Four Detroit goals in the third period. One was an empty netter, and the Stars lose again 6-4, Chop.
They're just not finishing games. And, you know, you wonder, like, as you get towards the end of these games and you are more tired because, look, you're out there. I mean, you're out there for, you know, 60 minutes. It's a tough sport, a grueling sport to play. You wonder, does the fact that the season, these games don't matter to them,
yeah,
is that impacting? Now, it didn't have anything to do with the game against, what, Vancouver, right? They still had a chance. This game, the last game, does it have anything to do with their want to in right. the third period?
Yeah.
I think I could see how they would give up a lead when they just don't care, right? You're there, first two periods, you're doing well, third period, you're tired.
Yeah.
You're trying to get to the playoffs. I think this is great because if you want to bet on the Stars to win the Stanley Cup, all this is doing is getting their odds a little bit further down.
Well, they were the favorite last week from Bet Online.
They were, and now I think you can get them at 9-1. And I think they were like 6-1 last week. So I think the light switch thing, can they turn it on? They're a good team. The problem is I hate the NHL structure of the playoffs. They should be the 2 seed or 3, whatever. And they should be playing a much lesser opponent than Colorado in the first round. And that's just the way it is. So,
Gavin Spittle with the staggering note on the third. Goals against during this 6-game losing streak by period. First period 5, second period 4, third period in overtime 20. 20, Bobby, a minus 13 goal differential in the third. That is 32nd in the National Hockey League.
That's pretty bad. That's not good. And this is, I feel like I'm at least partially to blame because as we were ramping up for the playoffs, I was, all right, I'm going to be more on top of watching Stars games. And I've been watching more Star stuff lately, and it's been during this entire streak. So I feel like I'm at least partially to blame. Specifically the Vancouver game. I feel like that one was really mine, where they gave up the 3 goals in a minute. But, you know, I've got to change something up with my routine, I guess.
15 games ago, the Stars outshot Anaheim. 15 games ago, they haven't done it since. More info, those nuggets, courtesy of Spits and Suds, wherever you get your podcasts. Are we going to see the return of Tyler Seguin tomorrow? All reports say he is ready. So it happens again to the Dallas Stars last night against Detroit. 877-881-1053 to hit us up here on Sean and RJ. 877-881-1053. In case you missed it yesterday, Bobby Belt trying to put the final nail in the nosebleeds coffin. Mm. With his most recent, was this Nosebleeds music?
No. Nosebleeds don't have any music.
Well, what? They never had a theme song?
I mean, my diss track, that's their theme song now.
Yeah. So. In case you missed it yesterday at 9:20, Bobby Belt went in the lab, we think, for the final time.
I want to dedicate this song to Sam Wolchuk.
Hey, Bobby, spit that rhyme I like.
Turn it on, leave it on. Pick a platform, radio, stream, YouTube, or the Twitch. Young Bobby hit the bleeds like a crash car. Go and inject me in the beat, and I'll leave you with track marks. Didn't have to be this way, but I'll go to round 8. Overdosing bars, I'm a single mom in South Lake. Kill it in the AM, yeah, you know we got a who's who. Rating so big, you would think they took a blue chew. That's a blue pill, but Wooly needs a red one. Better get some yeast if you wanna raise your bread, son. Since we telling truth, let's open up about the past, bro. Chio still ain't over, getting froze out of the draft show. Man up, bro, go to Ryan, you can talk through it. Use your words because your mouth ain't just for Hawk Tua. Yeah, I wish I had a house sitting on a happy perch, but I'm not like Eric getting favors from my daddy's church. Christ would help the poor, put him on his back. Eric closed the door, said, I ain't paying tax. While we're talking cash, hey, Wooly, where's my money, dude? Know you owe me 50 bucks from Cali back in 22. Would've split the check, but bleeders never seem to separate. Every job they do is like a disappointing double day. QL, pre and post, PM drive 2. Why is one job always done by both of you? Wait a sec, I take it back. Wooly wasn't on the disc. Very first time Zach wasn't chained to Eric's hip. Eric gonna take a look around and probably cut you, dude. Go ahead, remind me, Zach, what the f*** do you do? Since you don't know how to write, I'll go ahead and ghost for you. Papa Doc, rappers, get your pen and make a note or two. This one might hurt, so go and take a double shot of Tito's. I'm just glad this battle isn't happening at Papacito's. Bobby with his busted flow, sounding like he's Yoda. Could be that he had a stroke after he quit soda. Bobby, why you taking shots? This is sort of treason. Guess we know you were left off the title for a reason. How did Bobby's ugly ass end up with a smoking dime? Some were born on second, Bobby married at the 35. Isn't it just funny how history repeats itself? One guy did what you two can't. Never hit below the belt.
Hey, Bobby.
I got you, Sammy.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Sam Wolchuk, by the way, would be Zach's sister. So that was delivered yesterday in the final hour of the show. Fantastic. Well done.
Thank you.
Aiden getting it up on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube as well.
I appreciate the assist from Sam there. She actually got a feature credit on
yes,
that track.
Feature credit. So, there you go. Yeah, yeah,
so yesterday, G-Bag, of course, had to listen, absorb it, and respond. And here's what that sounded like, starring the Nosebleeds.
It's good, you know.
Yeah, really, I mean,
it is good.
Yeah,
it is really good.
There's definitely respect to Bobby there, man. He can turn something around quickly on you.
I mean, he was right about the draft show stuff, by the way.
Bobby and Garage Band.
All right, stop it.
Oh, so, man.
All right, explain the draft show thing.
So initially, the plan when there was going to be this new revitalized draft show, like the early discussions were about how, oh, Zach and Eric are going to get involved. And then it morphed into, at some point, like, well, I think Eric's a little too busy, and then all of a sudden it was just Zach. And so it Eric got left off of it, and I think it's caused some tension whenever they have draft discussions, because Eric maybe feels like he's getting sunned a little bit in some of the talks just because he's not on there. So, I think it's something that still eats away at him every day.
And Broadus gets worked up over the draft show comments, right?
Yeah, that was their big fight that Lucius put on the fan cam when they were in a break, was when Eric had gone after the draft show, made a side swipe remark about it.
So Broadus for the moment is chuckling.
I mean, he was right about the draft show stuff, by the way.
Bobby and Garage Band, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, that's what's so funny.
those running back takes.
The draft show thing is great. I mean, the line
I don't know,
through.
Where did you get that, though?
Let's see. I want to see the proof of the ratings being so big that they look like they took a blue chew. I would like to see documentation of that, Bob. Let's see that. Let's see them ratings bonuses, Bob. Draft show. I mean, who wants to make? I think it comes out to. What, do you think you make 99 cents an hour? Doing the draft show,
I don't think I really come out positive at all.
None of us are positive on the draft show.
Absolutely not.
The amount of time it takes to do it, absolutely not.
Like Nico, I am a Lieva. I'm not volunteering for S. Okay, when it comes to the draft show, Bobby's quitting on the draft show halfway through it. Yeah. That shows you how much Bobby doesn't want to do the draft show.
Can't even finish
your
show.
So thank you for that. Yes, and
that's true.
The church house thing, you know, was pretty good. My real estate agent did happen to attend my church, so that is. That is, I mean, kudos for the bar. I wish I could evade taxes. And there was obviously plenty more in there. But I think that sums it up.
His new thing is like, oh, it takes five people to replace Jeff Kavanaugh. He doesn't understand loyalty, clearly.
No. Right. He wouldn't understand that, even though he likes to talk about loyalty when it comes to our Mavericks.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you what, when Jay-Z and Nas were going back and forth, Jay-Z dropped his, and then Nas dropped his, and everybody said, oh my God, how can Jay-Z come back from that? And all that Jay-Z, like, apologists or whatever, whatever you want to call them. I was one of them. Who was like, well, Nas didn't drop factual stuff in the other things. Jay was giving facts. Nas is just giving you heat, bro.
Right.
Is she good or not? That's what you're making me think
We've
about.
We've identified
right now.
Our characters in all of this. Thank you, Lucius.
Yeah. Hey, you know. Hey, I got you, bro.
That's weed. That's
weed. Pretty tame. Pretty
very
tame reaction.
Very tame. They,
I would
like,
feel
I'm
like.
I'm expecting a song from them.
I would feel like this is over. I feel like this is done and over with. It's going to take Wolchuk to really rev it up to get involved.
I think they're going to do another song, I would guess, or try. I don't think it's going to be anything that I need to respond to.
Okay.
Because they would, I would just guess they don't have anything that's going to rise to the level of mine. Like Lucius explained there at the end. Lucius told him there at the end, like, you know, guys, you're really starting to sound like the people who were trying to say, well, Jay-Z didn't lose because what they said wasn't true. They tried to go, like, break down it. This isn't true. This isn't true. Zach during Crosstalk had said, well, the dinner thing's not even true. Brian paid for that dinner. No, they didn't. And I literally screenshotted the credit card charge and the Venmo payments I got from others, and I sent it to Zach. And so Zach knows Brian didn't pay for that dinner. Now maybe
was
Zach
at that dinner.
There was you got kicked out.
No, it's a line.
Maybe it is a case where Zach Venmoed Brian, thinking Brian paid for it.
Yeah,
but that should have been cleared up, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
And so I mean, all I know is I never got it. I don't need to get it because I mean, you know, we're good.
Did you get Tolo reaction response saying that you finished them off?
Oh, I mean, it's their own audience. So they did G-Bag of the Day yesterday, and it was a tie. It was a four-way tie, and they sent it to the Twitter poll. And on the 130 votes that they get for a five-minute vote, I got 63% of the vote. So their own audience.
Oh, baby.
If you want to talk about the likability factor, Zach and Eric are above me. It just in general with the audience. It is their own audience. And they still all said, yeah, but you lost. In large numbers told them they lost.
Yes.
So I think that's pretty telling.
All right.
Very nice.
There it is.
There
it was nice while it lasted. RIP to the nosebleeds from the G-Bag Nation every day, 2 o'clock right here on your home of Texas Rangers baseball. The Rangers, of course, going to be back in action today against Wash. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch on this station. In the first place, LA Angels. Is Bill Belichick's girlfriend coaching with him? Are the Tar Heels going to get RJ's quarterback? And did the vice president break the national championship trophy? It's a college kegger on Sean and RJ after this. And this is Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in DFW. They will guide you through the legal process, answer any questions you may have, and fight tirelessly for your rights. For three decades, Frankel and Frankel have been fighting for those injured in car and truck wrecks in the Metroplex. So if you or a loved one has been injured, call Frankel and Frankel first to get the medical treatment you need and the money you deserve with no out-of-pocket expenses ever. The consultation is free, and you don't pay anything until they win your case. Call Frankel first at 214-817-ALL-3s. That's 333-3333. Don't get hurt twice. If you get in an accident, be forewarned. There's a lot of unethical attorneys out there that may try to contact you immediately following an accident. It's actually a felony, so you don't want that person representing you. Tell them you're a Tolo and the Sean for the Fans sent you to frankelfirm.com or any local area code, all threes. Frankel and Frankel, Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.